My name is Ginny Butcher, and I've been painting professionally for a little over 20 years, and it's been almost 30 years since I graduated from Casper College with a fine art degree. I came here in my late 30s, actually, originally going to take an elementary ed degree and switch to fine art after talking to Richard Jacoby about it. Over the years, I have worked with pastel and gouache and oil, and oil is probably my favorite of all. It's just got so much versatility. I always come back to it. And I want to tell you a little bit about my process. And before I get into that part of it, I want to tell you that I am and have a very impatient person. For years and years, instructors told me to do thumbnail sketches before I started anything, and I never did them. I would try every now and then, but then I don't want to do that. I just want to get to painting. So that's what I did for years. But in the last 5 years or so, I began doing little thumbnail sketches, or you could call them like three value studies, very small. I start with my reference, whether it's a photo or a plein air painting, and I just start with what I see, and then my next little value study will be, well, what if I move this over here, or what if I change this line? And that just leads to all sorts of possibilities. And I pretty often have about six little value sketches before I go any further. And there's a lot of fun in doing that and a lot of creativity. So I'm not just copying a reference. And then from there, when I'm being disciplined, I'll do at least a couple color studies of my favorite value study. And it's usually a little bit bigger than the value study. So it might be 2 inches by 3 inches, and they're not big. They're just the putting color to the value shapes that I have settled on. And then I'll kind of let those sit, or sometimes I don't let them sit, and I choose the color, whichever color one I like the best. And then sometimes I'll go to maybe an 8x10 or a 9x12 oil study. And none of these are detailed. They are just getting the big shapes, the placement of things, and each step up to a larger size does require a little bit more problem solving, because one little stroke on a tiny little 2x3 color study turns into, a stroke the size of your hand on an 18x24. And maybe you can just do one stroke for that, but the way I paint, that doesn't work. So each step up helps me to solve problems that could come up as I'm enlarging. And when I feel pretty good about what I've got, then I'll go to a larger canvas, and I usually will kind of grid the canvas a little bit, like maybe divide it up into 9 spaces or something, so that I can quickly get the placement of the shapes where I want them. And then I do a block-in of basic color and value in all of those shapes. And after that, if I have a photograph, I'm usually not looking at it, because for a while at least, I want to use my studies as I don't know how many times I refine it, 3, 4, 5, 6, it just depends. But I always start with big shapes, working to smaller shapes. And I usually start with dark, working toward light just to get the form. And towards the end, I will just set the painting on I have a wall where I can see it from my kitchen. And Sometimes it'll sit there for a month or two until I'm sure, either sure it's done, or I see, little tiny tweaks that it needs, but I couldn't see them before. And this, so that's basically my process. And it works, it's worked really well for me. And so if you're a person like me who is impatient and wants to get to it, I would say do some preliminary work. It really does pay off in the end. So I think that's all I have to say, and I hope it's been helpful.